4,000 miles from Baghdad, a nuclear threat to the United States grew more serious today. North Korea is disabling the equipment that is supposed to prevent tampering with nuclear fuel on its territory. The International Atomic Energy Agency placed metal seals and TV cameras in nuclear facilities there. Now, agency officials say North Korea has shut off the cameras. Today, Secretary of State Colin Powell called U.S. allies in the region discussing how to respond. North Korea's neighbors are watching nervously. NPR's Rob Gifford reports that the crisis is causing aftershocks across Asia.
For decades, it seemed like some things in Northeast Asia were certain. For instance, that South Korea and the United States were the closest of allies. The big picture is that they're still allies. But the recent anti-American demonstrations in Seoul and the election of a new president whose policies towards North Korea seem to be the opposite of Washington's suggest that things are changing. Paul Evans of the Institute of Asian Research at the University of British Columbia has just returned from a visit to South Korea.
I think political sentiment in South Korea of all persuasions is that it's time to look towards a more equal relationship with Washington, in which Seoul will be taken a little bit more seriously, and in which the future is not just trying to come up with deterrence on the Korean Peninsula, but a broader alliance that would be for regional stability in Northeast Asia.
North Korea is also proving the catalyst for other changes in the region, for instance in Japan. Though Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi recently talked of normalizing relations with North Korea, many in Japan see themselves as a likely target of North Korean adventurism. Pyongyang tested a ballistic missile over the Sea of Japan 4 years ago, and Paul Evans says this has set many Japanese thinking about their reliance on the U.S. security umbrella.
There are some elements that traditionally when North Korea heats up or at least causes difficulties, there are some groups in Japan that hearken to the idea of a stronger, independent Japanese military capacity and a more assertive role in the region. My sense is that's still a minority view, but it is a little bit stronger than it was a month ago, and that the Koizumi initiative for engaging North Korea is running into real difficulties.
The other major player in the region is China, supposedly North Korea's last great communist ally. But Pyongyang's recent nuclear brinkmanship with the United States seems to have even alienated Beijing. Having improved its relationship with Washington after September 11th and joined the war on terrorism, China is now also finding common cause with the U.S. in trying to restrain North Korea. It seems that Beijing is increasingly more concerned about stability in the region in order to maintain its economic growth than about communist brotherhood. Brian Bridges is a specialist in international relations at Lingnan University in Hong Kong.
What's going to happen now is that we're going to see China being forced to be involved much more in what's happening. The Chinese are concerned about the potential outflow of refugees from North Korea into China. And I think the Chinese are actually quite worried by the most recent statements coming from the North Koreans about reactivating their nuclear program again. The Chinese do not want to see nuclear weapons being developed or introduced into the Korean Peninsula. And that's a very clear concern for them.
18 months ago, a more involved China would have raised concerns in Washington. But when he visited Beijing recently, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage consistently referred to Chinese leaders as our Chinese friends, not a phrase heard much during the 1990s in Washington. As the standoff with Pyongyang over nuclear weapons continues, it's clear that the geopolitical sands of Northeast Asia are shifting, and that the issue of North Korea is making the region a much more complex one for Washington to handle. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.